Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
After our breaking of bread this morning,
在我们薄饼聚会过了以后，
the Lord is present in such a full and rich way.
主的同在是那么的丰满，是那么的厚。
I sense deeply in my spirit.
在我的灵里面，我深深的感觉到。
There is no further speaking needed.
再没有话语有这样的需要。
When we met the Lord in such a wonderful way, what more can we ask?
当我们这样的丰满的来遇见了主，我们还有什么向主有要求呢？
Thank God for meeting us in such a wonderful way.
感谢主这样的来丰满的来与我们同在。
But we have to journey on.
但是我们还是要继续的往前路去走。
And we need His words to encourage us.
我们需要他的话来鼓励我们。
We are all in this race together.
我们都是在这个赛跑的场上。
And right in front of us,
在我们的前面
there's a goal we must reach.
有一个的标杆是我们就要达到的。
And thank God for the strength, the grace, and all that's needed to reaching that goal.
感谢主把他的恩典和力量赐给我们，好叫我们能够达到标杆。
It's all provided in the person of the Lord Jesus.
这个都在主他自己的身上已经给了我们。
Because He is our forerunner.
因为他是我们的先锋。
He has already arrived at God's goal for all His people.
他已经达到神为他准备的标杆。
And that life that has reached the goal is indwelling in all of us.
那一个达到标杆的生命今天就住在你我的里面。
And He being there in glory is our guarantee that one day we will also reach glory for His name's sake.
今天他在荣耀里，这个就是证明我们有一天也要一样的进到荣耀。
Thank God for His wonderful provision.
我们谢谢他所有一切 的供给。
Now this morning I want to share something very very simple and something very fundamental.
今天早上我要与大家一同分享一些非常简单的，但是却是非常的基本的。
And before we share, should we have a further word of prayer?
在我们在分享以前，好不好？我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord Jesus, we desperately need you.
主耶稣基督，我们何等的需要你。
Man does not live by bread alone.
人不是单靠食物。
We live solely by your word.
我们是单单靠着你的话来活。
Have mercy on us.
但愿你施怜悯给我们。
Speak to our hearts in a fresh way this morning.
今天早上再用新鲜的话语向我们的心来讲。
And cause us to rise up and follow you all the way.
叫我们都能够站起来来跟从你。
That your heart may be fully satisfied.
好叫你的心能够心满意足。
In your precious name we pray.
我们靠着你宝贵的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
At the youth conference this past week,
在过去一个礼拜的青年特会
one of the main emphasis is that the time is short.
主要的一个的有其中的一个的题目就是说时间已经很短了。
And we are living in evil days.
我们今天住在邪恶的世代里。
We have to, by grace, redeem the time, take time back for God.
靠着恩典，我们需要把我们的光阴赎回，把这个时间给神。
Because time, the space, the time that God has so graciously given to each of us.
因为时间就是神量给我们的那个时间。
It's for the fulfillment of His purpose.
是为着他的旨意而来，所以给我们的。
Recently in US, we have a deep sense.
最近在美国，我们有很深的感觉。
We know so much about truth.
我们知道很多的真理
and we've been given much light.
我们也有很多的亮光
and we claim we have some revelation and we have vision.
我们也话要说我们有启示
but the crying need is that we must allow that vision to be realized in our everyday life.
那么我们在那里呼喊的就是说我们需要把这个的亮光在我们每一天的生活里面来活出来
and so the youth conference this time emphasizes how we must walk worthy to the one who called us.
所以今次这一次的特会我们就说我们必须要按照所照我们的照的来按照他照我们的来行走。
So the challenge is not how much we know.
所以这个挑战并不是说我们知道有多少
but it's how we walk.
乃是说我们怎么样的来行走。
And that matters most to the Lord himself.
这个对于主来说是最重要的。
So would you turn with me to one passage in Psalms?
好不好我们一同来翻到诗篇。
Psalm 37.
诗篇第三十七篇，
上这里是
诗篇第三十七篇。
This past few months,
在过去的几个月
，I try to read through the whole book of Psalms.
我尝试的要来把整本的诗篇来读一遍。
And then these few words just caught my attention.
这里有几个字就抓住我的注意力。
And this few words has given me a new meaning.
这些的话就给了我一个新的意义。
And so I want to share that with you this morning.
我愿意今天早上与你们一同来分享。
Psalm 37,
诗篇第37篇,
verse 3.
第三节,
verse 3.
第三节,
trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. And I want you to pay attention to the last few words. And feed on his faithfulness.
诗篇第37篇第三节，以当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上。然后特别注意到下面的这几个字，以他的信实为粮。
Okay, our Chinese translation is very, very accurate.
中文的圣经翻译比较准确。
His faithfulness is our food.
他的信实就是我们的粮食。
We are to feed on his faithfulness.
我们要以他的信实作为我们的食物。
If God is not faithful, none of us will be here this morning.
假如主不是信实的话，那今天早上我们就不能够聚在这里。
You think about that.
你想一想。
He was faithful to his father.
在他的那一部分，他是信实的。
He was faithful to his father.
哦，他向着父神是信实的。
And faithful is to such a degree that he is willing to lay down his life.
他信实到一个地步，他愿意把他的生命舍去。
Faithfulness is a life to lay down.
信实就是一个愿意把生命舍去的，一个生命。
Because of his faithfulness, his life was laid down for us. We are what we are today.
因为他的信实，他把他的命舍去，今天我们才能够有我们今天的地位。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to take these few words to heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我愿意你把这几句的话放在你们心里。
Christian life is a life that's feeding on his faithfulness.
基督徒的生命就是必须要以他的信实作为粮食。
Our Christian walk is a walk that's feeding on his faithfulness.
基督徒的行走也是要靠着他的信实。
Our service, our ministry to him is also by feeding on his faithfulness.
我们的服事也是要靠着他的信实。
If we are able to overcome, it's because we are feeding on his faithfulness.
假如我们有得胜的话，也是因着我们是以他的信实为粮食。
I hope we take those few words to heart.
我们愿意把这几个话放在我们的心里面。
Without his faithfulness, none of us can live.
缺少了他的信实，我们没有一个人能够存活。
Without his faithfulness, none of us can get through this earthly journey.
没有他的信实的话，我们没有办法来行完这个世界的路程。
Without his faithfulness, none of us will reach the goal.
假如没有他的信实，我们没有一个人能够达到标杆。
And that's why Paul in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, faithful is he who calls you, who also will fulfill it.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第1章第5节就说，是那个信实来造了你，也要为你来成全。
He's faithful.
他是信实,
and he's fully responsible for us.
换句话说，他要负你全部的责任。
If we will let him do it,
假如是我们愿意让他来做的话,
now his faithfulness also brings us to intimacy, into a measure of intimacy of fellowship with himself.
他的信实也把我们带到与他交通有一个亲密的关系。
Because as we feed on his faithfulness, we come to know who he really is.
当我们以他的信实为粮食的时候，我们就能够认识他原来他的真实是谁。
So through his faithfulness, we are drawn into ever increasing degree of intimacy with himself.
所以靠着这个信实为粮食，我们就慢慢的被他吸引，来与他有一个亲密的关系。
So this morning, I want to share on the degrees or measure of intimacy with the Lord Jesus.
今天早上我要与大家一同来分享，来怎么样的来量度我们与神亲密的关系。
How necessary it is for us to have an intimate relationship with Himself.
我们何等需要与神与主有这个亲密的关系。
To know Him,
来认识他。
We need to cultivate an intimacy with Himself.
我们需要培养一个亲密的关系。
For His purpose to be realized,
叫他的旨意能够通行。
We need to cultivate an intimacy with himself.
我们需要培养与他有亲密的关系。
So that we know what he wants and how his will is to be realized.
好叫我们知道他需要的是什么，然后他的旨意怎么样能够得到成全。
So would you turn to the Gospel of Luke?
好吧，我们一同来看路加福音。
A very familiar passage.
一节很熟的圣经。
Okay. Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
路加福音第11章
verses 9 and verse 10
第9节跟第10节
Now here we see three different levels of intimacy.
这里我们就能够看见三种不同程度的亲密。
Verse 9,
第九节。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be given. It will be opened.
路加福音第十一章第九节跟第十节，我又告诉你们，你们祈求我就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求了就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们，给他开门。
Now here we see there are three levels of intimacy.
这里我们看见三个不同程度的亲密的关系。
Now you know in the Old Testament tabernacle.
你知道在旧约里面讲到会幕，
there are two levels.
那里有两个不同的程度。
You have there are three levels. Sorry.
对，有三个不同的程度。
Okay. You have the outer court.
你有外院。
You have the holy place.
还有圣所。
And you have the holiest of all.
还有至圣所。
Three levels of intimacy.
就是三个不同程度的亲密。
So there's the outer court intimacy, there's the holy place intimacy, and there is the holiest of all intimacy.
所以这有外院的亲密，有圣殿的亲密，还有至圣所的亲密。
When you come to John the epistle,
然后你来到约翰他所写的书信
chapter 2,
第二章。
In God's household,
在神的家里
there are three types of people.
这里有三种的人。
There are children,
有少年孩子们
children, and they are young men,
有少年人
but they are also fathers,
还有父老
and one of the trademark of the fathers, they know him who is from the beginning.
父老的一个象征就是说他知道 他们认识他。
Now this morning I want to just share with you these three levels of intimacy.
今天早上我就要与弟兄姊妹同来分享这三种不同程度的亲密
or the progression ofA normal Christian life.
或者说我们做一个正常基督徒他慢慢的长成。
Okay, so we need to move from one level to another level.
所以我们要从一个的程度进到第二个程度。
So at our brother's prayer, one brother said,
刚才有一位弟兄祷告。
Our decrease is his increase.
我们的减少就是他的增加。
So this three process or these three levels is our decrease so that we can enter into allThe fullness of the Lord Jesus.
这个三个的过程就是说把我们减少，然后大这时候所有充满。
Okay, now first level,
第一个程度。
Okay, everyone who asks receives.
你祈求就给你们。
Wouldn't you like that?
你愿意得出这个吗
？I do.
我是愿意的。
Let's be honest.
让我们诚实的来看。
I can see a few brothers sort of agree with me.
我。看见有一些的弟兄姊妹与我所讲的同意。
You ask,
你来问求问
you receive,
祈求你就得着了。
Wonderful,
非常好。
Yeah, you know, my brothers and sisters, this level, at this level,
那弟兄姊妹在这一个的程度上
think about it,
你来想一下。
Who does most of the talking?
谁讲话最多呢
you think about it.
你想一想。
On this level,Who does most of the talking?
在这个程度上，谁来多讲话呢
？Ask and it shall be given.
祈求就给你们。
So who does the talking?
谁在讲话呢？
God does talking, or we do all the talking?
是神在那里讲话呢，还是我们在那里讲话
？In this level, we do all the talking.
在这个程度上，是我们来讲话。
We ask.
我们就一直求问。
I'm the center.
我就是那个中心。
God is for me.
神是为我的。
The church is for me.
教会也是为着我的。
The brothers is all for me.
弟兄姊妹也是为着我的。
I ask.
当我问求的时候。
If I don't have what I ask, I get angry.
假如我都不知道我是祈求的，我就会想着愤怒。
I'm not happy.
我就不高兴。
I'm blamed that God is not loving me.
我就会埋怨说神不爱我。
Brothers, they don't love me.
弟兄姊妹不爱我。
But that is the first level.
这个是第一个程度。
In His mercy, He does give us all we need.
在他的慈悲的恩典的里面，他把所有的给了我们。
But He never wants us to remain in that level.
但他从来不要我们就停留在这个程度上。
You go to church prayer meeting.
你到教会的祷告聚会。
If that prayer meeting is all asking and asking, asking God to solve their problem and to help them get through their problem, all asking, asking, you know where they are spiritually, at the level where they are spiritually.
假如在那个祷告聚会当中，他们都是一直在那里祈求，祈求神为他们解决难处，你就会知道那个教会属灵的程度是怎么样的。
That is a manifestation.That we still babes in Christ Jesus.
这个就显出我们还是婴孩和稚奶的。
But the Holy Spirit sees to it that we don't remain in that level too long.
但是圣灵在那里，他就看着不要我们停留在那个程度的里面。
The Holy Spirit will work in our hearts, in our lives.
圣灵要在我们的生命和我们的里面来工作。
And to bring us into a deep, into an next level of relationship with Himself.
叫我们把被带到第二个程度的关系。
Is that the Holy Spirit help us discover there's a treasure that we need to seek.
就是圣灵让我们发现说，哦，这里有一个宝贝，我们要来寻找。
The Holy Spirit in us,
圣灵在我们里面
is there to prompt us to seek that which is true treasure.
在那里，在我们的里面，就要叫我们要来寻找这个的宝贝。
Now seeking treasure is a little bit more. Harder than just simply sit there and asking for things.
要来寻找一些的宝贝，就比起就坐在那里祈求啊，比较要深入一点。
And seeking requires some measure of sacrifice.
寻找需要有一些的牺牲。
Because things that are worthwhile, they don't come easy.
因为贵重的东西不是很容易就能够到手的。
And spiritual things, in a sense, is very costly.
圣灵啊，圣经啊。圣灵里面的宝贝，不是很容易就得走。
Right. So it will cost something to seek those treasures.
我们需要付代价来得走这些的宝贝。
And so the Holy Spirit began to work.
所以圣灵就那里工作。
God has treasure for us.
神有预备了宝贝给我们。
He has something He want us to possess.
他有一些的东西要我们来得做的。
And we know Christ is the true treasure.
我们知道基督就是那个的至宝。
And 2 Corinthians we are told we have that treasure in us.
哥林多后书那里讲说我们里面有那个宝贝。
But we have to discover what that treasure all about, what that treasure really is.
但是我们需要去发现这个宝贝究竟是什么。
Now, of course, that treasure is something we need to discover.
这个宝贝需要我们来发现的。
As children, we know our sins are forgiven.
你知道当我们做了神的儿女，我们的罪都是赦免。
But as treasure, we find Christ not only died for our sin, He died as us.
你知道宝贝是叫我们看见这主耶稣不但是为着我们死做罪人，还为我们来舍己。
He died in our place.
他是在我们做罪人的地位上为我们死。
His death is our death.
他的死就是我们的死。
His burial is our burial.
他的埋葬成为我们的埋葬。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
他的复活成为我们的复活。
And we are to live by His life.
我们就要依靠他的生命来活。
We are to live for Him.
我们要为他来活。
We have to walk a way that's worthy to the one who called us.
我们需要行走是配的那一位呼召我们的主。
So if we do not have that desire, something is wrong with us.
假如我们没有这一种的渴望的话，那里面就有一些问题。
We are called with a high calling.
我们是神用那个宝贵的呼召来召我们的。
And to walk that way, to fulfill that high calling.
假如我们要来答应这一个的呼召
，We had to discover that treasure within.
我们先要来发现在我们里面的宝贝。
Because that treasure within is able to walk the way that's pleasing to God the Father.
因为那个在我们里面的宝贝能够帮助我们来行走，来叫神的心得着喜悦。
So seeking treasures is simply analogies to fully form in us.
所以寻找这个宝贝就是让主耶稣在我们里面来成型。
For that deposit, for the deposit, for that riches, for that treasure to deposit.
好像那个宝贝能够在我们的里面能够成型
，and fall away，
然后就跟彰显出来
，ever increasing way，
而且是越过越丰满的。
We need to have that treasure fill us，
我们需要那个宝贝充满我们。
Now this morning my brother is the third level，
今天早上我们现在要来看第三个程度。
Knock and it shall be open，
叩门就给你们开门。
Now I don't know how to。Do not know how to give a good illustration.
我不知道怎么样的以一个更好的说明来说这个。
Now I know all governments.
我知道所有的政府。
They have a very how can I put it? They have a situation room. I don't know how you call that. When in case this emergency, there are all secret documents there. There what do you call that? War room. Okay.
所有的政府他们都有一个房间，就是当那个危机的情形或者是政战的回形的时候，他们就聚在那里，那里有很多的文件。
Where all the secrets are kept.
所有的秘密都藏在这个房子的里房间的里面。
Where all the last moment instruction for that nation to survive through whatever comes, all the ways, means for that nation to survive, all the documents needed are all in that safe, or in that situation room.
所有的文件就是要帮那个国家能够生存下去的啊，当遇到危机的情形，都是藏在这一个的房间里面。
And not only that,
不但是这样
，when all the policies, all the how things should be implemented,
还有很多的规条，就是说什么样的来施行一些的制度。
Let me put this all where all the top secrets are kept.
啊，或者说最高的秘密都是藏在这个房间里面。
Now, brothers and sisters.God has a secret.
弟兄姊妹们，神有一个的秘密。
And you don't share your secret carelessly just with anybody.
假如你有一些的秘密的话，你不是很随便的就跟别人讲的。
You share your secret with those you're not making me trusted.
你只会把你的秘密跟那些你能够信靠你觉得信靠的人来分享。
And so they screen those who are to be in that particular program or particular responsibility. They screen them very carefully.
所以当他们来找这些人的时候，他们是很仔细的来调查他们的背景。
They check and check and check until they are sure that person or those persons are qualified.
他们会调查再调查到最后才认为这个人是有资格来进到这个房间。
Now I want to just give Apostle Paul a very very quick illustration.
我要用保罗的一个的解释来讲。
Now Paul was a great apostle.
保罗是一个很伟大的使徒。
And the Lord used him mightily.
神大大的用他。
But you know, there's one moment.
但是有一个的时间。
Paul in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书那里。
He said, I am the prisoner of the Lord.
他就说我是神为着神被囚的。
The Lord took Paul away from all his outward activities. So, you know, the visible activities.
主就把保罗所有一些的外面的活动都停下来。
Okay, and he put him softly put him in the prison of Rome.
然后就把他放在罗马的监狱的里面。
That's how Paul was able to discover all the secrets from God himself.
这个是保罗之所以能够知道神所有秘密的那个的情况。
When he was willing to be caught or to be imprisoned.By the Lord Jesus.
换句话说，我们假如有愿意被神来放在一个做囚奴的地位上
，He was cut off from all his work, all his old activities.
他所有的工作都神都把他断绝了
，And he sat in that prison for those 2 years.
他就坐在监牢的里面有几年的时间。
That was that period when God revealed all the secrets of His heart to Apostle Paul.
神就用那个时间把所有的秘密，很多的秘密来向保罗启示。
He not only saw what God wants.
他不但看见神所要的。
He also saw the way how that God's purpose is to be fully realized.
他也看见神的旨意怎么样的能够得到成全。
Brothers and sisters, I believe in this age, in every local assembly,
弟兄姊妹们，我相信在每一个地方，不同地方的聚会。
The Lord needs to raise up many brothers and sisters that have an intimate walk with Lord Jesus.
神在那里，他有一个要求，就是要兴起很多愿意亲密的与他同行的人。
Willing to be the prisoner of Lord Jesus.
乐意成为基督的囚奴。
That the Lord Jesus can communicate what was in his heart to that individual.
好像基督能够把他在他里面的来与那个人来启示。
So that we have a direction as to why we meet the way we meet.
然后我们就有一个很清楚的目标，说为什么我们在这里聚集。
We saw that we have the rush while we are serving Him, the way we are serving Him.
我们也有一个目标，就是说为什么我们在这里来服侍他。
And we also can find the way that is pleasing to Him or not pleasing to Him.
我们也会分辨什么是讨主喜悦的事。
All the spiritual sensitivity, all the spiritual understanding comes from our intimate walk with Himself.
所有我们在圣灵里面我们的认识都是从这一个亲密的与主行走里面来得走的。
And so we find when Paul was in prison, the Lord gave him the heavenly vision.
所以我们发现说，当保罗在监狱里面的时候，神把那个天上的意象给他。
We find that in Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians.
我们在以弗所书、哥林多书这个腓立比书那里，我们就读到。
And the mystery of the church was revealed.
教会的奥秘也在那里被彰显出来。
And how the church is to be built was also revealed.
也神也向他启示了教会要怎样的被建造起来。
And so for us today, what God lacks is men and women who can cultivate an intimate walk with the Lord Jesus.
今天神所缺少的就是有男的女的愿意有一个与神亲密行走的关系。
Because we are all prompt to do things for Him.
你知道我们都被他来催促做要来为他来做一件事。
But we fail to cultivate that intimate life with Himself.
但是我们却失败，我们却在培养与他有亲密关系的事情上失败了。
Okay, I want to just share a few ways how we can cultivate that intimate fellowship, like walk with the Lord Jesus.
我要再一次与弟兄姊妹一同来分享，我们怎么样来培养这个亲密行走的关系。
Okay, so would you please turn with me to Psalm 25?
好不好？我们一同来翻到诗篇第二十五篇。
Okay. Verse 14.
诗篇第二十五篇第十四节。
Psalm 25, verse 14.
诗篇二十五篇十四节。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him, and He will show them His covenant.
诗篇第二十五篇第十四节，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
Okay. Now the Chinese is very.Very beautiful, very, very clear. The Lord will show you the secrets of His heart.
在中文的圣经里面讲到，神要把他的秘密，想亲密他的人在一起。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密。
And He will show them His covenant.
他要将自己的约指示他们。
Now, one brother help us to see this verse in this light.
有一位弟兄帮助我们用他的亮光来帮助我们认识这一节的圣经。
The first level, a first way, or the initial way of cultivating that intimate walk.
在第一步，我们要来培养与他有亲密的同行。
Is just to be with him.
就是与他在一起。
Just to be with him.
就是与他在一起。
Now you think about that.
你来思想一下。
Just to be with that person.
就是与那个人在一起。
That is true friendship.
就是从一个友谊的关系来建造起来。
Just to be with that one person.
就是与那一个人在一起。
And so this brother put it this way, he said, just being together means something.
所以这位弟兄说，就与那个人在一起，是有那个的，有那个价值。
Yeah, just being together.
就是在一起。
You know, silence is gold.
你知道沉默好像金子一样。
So we often think we have to do a lot of talking.
常常我们想说我们需要讲很多的话。
True friendship oftentimes do not need a lot of talking.
真的友谊不需要讲太多的话。
You know, that's the problem with Peter.
你知道彼得就有这个难处。
He did not know how to sit quietly in the presence of the Lord. He feel he has to say something.
他在主的面前他不知道怎么样的安静坐下来，他感觉到他要讲一些话。
And oftentimes he said the wrong thing.
常常他就讲错的话。
But sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
that is the first thing we need to learn.
这个是我们首先要学的功课。
Just to be with him.
就是与他在一起。
Just to know that his presence is enough.
就是感觉到他的同在就够了。
Now this morning, breaking of bread.
今天早上当我们在擘饼的时候，
the Lord really touched my heart.
主实在摸到我的心。
His presence was so rich.
他的同在是那么的丰满。
His presence was so real.
他的同在是那样的真实。
And the love of the saints,
他圣徒的爱
in simplicity, just offering words of praise and songs of praise, exalting him, it really touched my heart.
就是很简单的圣徒在那里用简单的话来赞美来敬拜他，这个摸着我的心。
So if the Lord is truly with us,
假如主真实与我们同在的话，
what can we say to him?
你能够向他讲什么话呢？
If he is with us, we are already full.
假如他与我们同在，我们就满足了。
What can we say?
你还能够讲什么呢？
If we say, we spoil it.
假如我们讲一些话，就好像破坏了那一个的情况。
So silent is gold.
所以沉默好像金子一样。
And the Lord treasures such fellowship.
你知道神很珍贵这一些的交通。
Enoch walked with God.
以诺与神同行,
that's always recorded in the scripture.
这个在圣经里面只有讲,
nothing more, nothing less.
没有讲太多,
it did not say they talked to each other.
没有说他们彼此讲, 谈,
they just walked together.
只是说他们一同行走,
just being together is good enough.
在一起就已经够了,
now, do you have the experience?
你有没有这一个的, 的经验呢?
Now, this morning, just be together before the Lord to me is good enough.
今天早上我们在一起来遇见主,
and that's how we all begin.
这个是我们所需要的。
Now, of course, after you sit together for a moment for quite a while in silence,
当然,你假如坐在那里, 不说话, 很静默的, 过了一段时间,
you feel a little bit awkward.
你就觉得有一些的不安。
Who's going to say first?
谁会先讲话呢?
Who's going to say first?
谁会先讲?
Or is it, who should we allow to speak first?
你想, 我们应该让谁先讲话呢?
We should allow him to say first.
我们需要让他来先讲。
And so this is what I say, when we sit in silence, the one who breaks the silence should not be us, should be the Lord himself.
所以这位弟兄说, 当我们静默地坐在一起的时候, 谁来, 突破这个的沉默呢? 不应该是我们, 是应该是主。
It's when we are silent,
当我们安静的时候,
and rest in him,
我们在他里面享受安息,
then we can truly hear what he wants to say to us.
我们才能够真正地听见他要向我们所讲的话。
That's right. So just be ready.
所以一直要准备好,
be there,
在哪里,
and he will do the speaking.
他会来向你讲话。
There are assemblies,
一些的聚会,
I know one or two in particular.
我知道有特别的一两个,
when they come together, they do not know how to be silent before the Lord.
他们来一起的时候, 他们不知道怎么样在主面前来安静,
because when they come, they occupy with problems.
所以因为他们来的时候, 他们是充满了难处,
and how those problems are to be solved.
就是说怎么样来解决这些的难处,
and they are get together with the aim of helping brothers and sisters solve their problems.
所以他们聚集的目的就是说要来帮弟兄姊妹们解决他们的难处,
because they miss everything.
他们就失去所有的,
they did not discover the way how to solve their problem.
他们没有找到, 解决难处, 的方法,
at the same time, they miss the Lord is all they need.
同时, 就是因为他们, 忘记了神就是他们所有一些问题的解答案。
They were not willing to wait silently before him.
他们不愿意安静地等候主。
They are too occupied.
他们太被很多的事情充满了。
And the Lord has no chance to say anything to them.
所以主没有, 一个机会来向他们说话。
Just, this is a phenomenon we find in many local assemblies.
你知道这个是很多, 地方聚会的情况。
They are too occupied with many things.
他们充满了很多其他的事。
But they failed. The first thing they need is to occupy with the Lord himself.
但是他们在, 先有主的同在, 这些事上,
okay, now finally, I want you to turn to Proverbs.
最后我们要来, 看, 箴言,
chapter 11.
第11章,
Proverbs 11.
箴言第11章,
Verse 13.
第13节,
Verse 13. Now there's a thought that we want to ignore.
有一个思想我们需要, 忘记的。
Okay, that part says the talebearer reveals secrets that we'll ignore.
我们就, 前半段我们就省去。
Okay. We'll pay attention to the second half.
我们单单注意下半段的, 13节下半段。
He who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. 13. Yeah, he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter.
心中诚实的遮盈事情。
That's right. Do you catch the significance of this verse?
你觉得有没有得到这一节圣经的重要性呢?
God is ever faithful to us.
神向我们是永远信实的。
If we are truly faithful to him,
假如我们向着他也是信实的话,
he will unveil his secret to us.
他就把他的秘密向我们来, 来彰显。
Now today is to whom can God reveal the secrets of his heart?
今天问题是说, 神能够向谁来, 显露他心中的秘密呢?
Those that are faithful to him. And those who believe him at all costs. Those are the ones he can reveal his secret to them. They believe. They take his word seriously. And they are to prepare to obey at all costs. And to those, God will reveal his secrets. Because secret is God's true treasure. And to whom can he reveal?
向着谁他能够来彰显呢?
You know, Isaiah 53 begins, who? To whom will receive, believe the report of the hope of God?
我们就说, 谁会相信, 就是神所给我们的报告呢?
Who will receive such a news?
谁会带出这一些的, 的新闻呢?
Or to whom can the arms of the Lord reveal?
就说谁是神, 愿意来把他的话来彰显的呢?
To whom can God reveal his secret?
神的秘密能够向谁来, 来彰显呢?
And we need that kind of brothers and sisters in every local assembly.
我们需要在每一个当地的教会有这样的弟兄和姊妹。
I want to conclude with two examples.
我要在, 结束以前讲两个的, 的例子。
At the youth conference, some brother touched on that.
在青年的聚会头会上, 有一位弟兄, 提到,
about Jacob at the end, he has to give up Benjamin.
就是雅各, 在最后他就, 放弃了, 便雅悯。
Okay, but when Benjamin was given up,
当便雅悯被, 被放弃了之前,
the whole family was reconciled.
他们整个家, 都, 一起在那里来活睦起来。
Okay, so Benjamin was not really a sacrifice.
所以便雅悯不是一个牺牲品。
Even though it was a sacrifice to Jacob, but through that sacrifice, the whole family finally was reconciled.
虽然对雅各来讲, 便雅悯是一个牺牲品, 但是整个家, 他们再活好起来了。
That is what's needed in every local assembly.
这个是每一个地方教会所需要的。
Sacrifice is not loss, sacrifice is a big gain.
牺牲并不是一个损失, 牺牲乃是一个, 大大的得走,
it's God's gain.
是神的得走,
in our gain.
也是我们的得走,
because without Benjamin being sacrificed, Jacob will never see Joseph's face.
假如便雅悯没有被, 牺牲的话, 雅各就不会, 他的家, 就不会和睦起来,
but because he sacrificed Benjamin, Joseph and his father are finally reconciled.
是因为便雅悯, 的牺牲, 所以约瑟跟他的父亲就能够活好起来。
So what is this? True worship, true service is true sacrifice.
所以真正的, 的服事, 真正的敬拜, 乃是要有牺牲的。
And those who know God's secret truly know what sacrifice means.
真正认识神的秘密的, 就知道牺牲是什么。
Because sacrifice is most God-like.
因为神喜爱牺牲。
No. Sacrifice is most God-like, like God.
因为牺牲就好像像神一样。
Right. So I want to share what Brother Kong shared in Taiwan Conference this past year.
所以我要与大家分享的, 江弟兄在过去台湾特会那里所讲的。
When Abraham offered Isaac on that altar,
当亚伯拉罕献上以撒在祭坛上的时候,
Brother Kong said, at that very moment, Abraham was most like God.
江弟兄就说, 就在那一个的时刻的里面, 亚伯拉罕是最像神的,
because God gave his beloved son to us.
因为神把他的爱子给了我们。
And Abraham was most God-like when he offered Isaac.
亚伯拉罕当他献上以撒的时候就好像神一样。
That was Abraham's testimony.
这个是亚伯拉罕的见证,
that he was like God.
他是像神一样。
Our testimony is that we should be like God.
我们的见证就是说我们需要像神,
by sacrifice.
乃是从, 靠着, 应着我们的牺牲。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you know, Abraham gained Isaac back.
你知道, 亚伯拉罕, 得回以撒,
you know, and that's why Isaac is always always connected with the God of resurrection.
所以以撒常常就代表, 那个复活的主。
Now, another example, we heard this past conference in WCCC.
然后另外一个的, 在西安的特会上, 我们听见这样,
it was in Matthew, the end of Matthew 3.
在马太福音第三章,
when the Lord Jesus came to be baptized by John the Baptist,
当主耶稣要来受施洗约翰的洗,
and John said, I need to be baptized by you.
施洗约翰说, 我需要你来替我洗,
why you come to be baptized?
怎么你来要我来替你施洗呢?
Then the Lord says, we need to fulfill all the righteousness.
然后神主就说, 我们需要付, 尽诸般的义,
but this is the first time this light dawned on me.
这个是第一次临, 临到我的。
Borderline said, why was heaven open and declare, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased?
兰培的弟兄讲到说, 为什么天开了, 而且在那里说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的呢?
What propelled the Father to declare such beautiful statements?
什么事情发生了, 叫父神在那里, 讲出这个美好的宣告呢?
Why heaven was open?
为什么天开呢?
Why God loudly declared, said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased?
为什么神在那里大声地呼喊说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的呢?
What the Lion said,
兰培的弟兄这样讲,
for the first time,
因为第一次,
the Father found a man that was truly one with his heart.
父神第一次寻到一个人, 他的心就好像父的心一样,
because the Father's heart from beginning to the end is the cross.
因为父神他的心从开始到最后都是就是十字架,
without the cross, man what cannot be redeemed.
没有十字架的话, 人就不能够得到拯救,
without the cross, Satan cannot be defeated.
没有十字架的话, 撒旦就不会被打败,
without the cross, the whole creation cannot be discovered, cannot be recovered.
没有十字架的话, 整个的人类的创造不能够被恢复,
without the cross, God's eternal purpose cannot be fulfilled.
没有十字架的话, 神永远的计划不能够得到成全,
and the Father was so delighted, he said, finally, there's a man on earth who agree with what's in my heart.
所以父神在那里, 他的心是这样的喜乐, 因为他找到一个人与他的心是同样的,
who understands what's in my heart,
是能够明白他的心的,
and that understanding,
这个的,
is the cross, is the only way.
这个的明白只有一条途径, 就是十字架,
and Brother Lance said, there's no better way to know who God is than the cross of the Lord Jesus.
来别的弟兄说, 没有一个比十字架的道路更, 能够来认识神,
not the cross,
只有十字架,
and so Brother Lance,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
the Lord need to allow us to see some of the secrets.
神要我们来看一些的秘密,
Christ was God's secret.
基督就是神的秘密,
but he laid him down.
但是他把他来牺牲了,
and he gained all of us for himself.
然后他就得着我们所有的, 为他的事情.
So God is not selfish.
所以神不是自私的,
God is a God of real sacrifice.
神就是那一位, 他愿意做牺牲的神.
Church life is a life of sacrifice.
教会的生活就是一个牺牲的生活.
Ministry is a life of sacrifice.
服事也有需要很多的牺牲.
Christian life is ultimately a life of sacrifice.
基督徒的生命, 生活就是一个, 最后愿意把所有的牺牲的.
You know why?
你知道为什么呢?
Because Christ sacrificed himself.
因为基督把他的自己舍去.
And that life is in us.
这个生命就在我们的里面.
And that life finally reached the throne.
这一个的生命, 到最终能够达到宝座.
Altar is not the end.
祭坛并不是一个结束的地方,
the throne is the end.
只有宝座才是终结的地方.
And so we heard this past conference in WCCC, the altar and the throne are connected.
所以我们在过去西安的特别聚会, 我们就听见说, 那个祭坛和宝, 宝座是连在一起的.
The altar is the way to reach the throne.
祭坛是达到宝座的一个的道路.
And that is the secret of God's heart for all his people.
这个就是神为着他所有子民的秘密.
May we discover this secret.
但愿我们能够发现, 找到这个的秘密.
And ask the Lord to fulfill it.
然后要求主来为我们来成全.
Okay, finally, I want to just share those few verses I shared with the young people at the conference, which took me to Gospel Luke chapter 1.
最后我要, 与大家分享, 我在青年投会里面与青年人分享的, 我们一同来翻到路加福音第一章。
This is about God's secret is about to be unveiled.
这是讲到说神的秘密, 就要来彰显出来。
God's secret is just about to be revealed.
就是神的秘密就要, 被, 显出来。
And it's about the birth of the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah.
就是讲到弥赛亚的道临。
Verse 37.
37节。
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
因为在神, 没有一句不能, 凡事,
sorry, sir. 137.
Yeah. 因为出于神的话, 没有一句不带能力的.
Okay. Now, that we have to get hold of that.
我们能够带着这个。
Not just a verse in the scripture, we have to get hold of it.
我们不但是得着这一句的圣经节，乃是得着这一个的实际。
Right. We know it, but do we get hold of it?
我们认识了，但是我们有没有实际的得着呢？
That's right. Because that's, we are not blessed because we don't get hold of it.
因为我们没有得着的话，我们就没有这个祝福。
We understand so much, but we don't get hold of it.
我们知道很多，但是却没有得着那些。
Okay, so we got nothing will be impossible.
所以在神来说，没有难成的事。
Now let's see what Mary is, how Mary responded. Mary responded.
然后我们来看玛利亚怎么样的来回应。
And that should be our response.
这个是应该是我们向神的回应。
Behold the maid servant of the Lord.
我是主的侍女。
Now this in particular, let it be to me according to your word.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
If God has spoken, our response is that let it be according to your word.
神已经讲了，但我们的反应。 回应应该是宁愿照你的话成就在我身上。
That should be our proper response.
这个是我们应该的反应。
Otherwise we lose it.
不然的话我们就得不走。
And then it says the angel departed from her.
他说天使就离开他去了。
Now I share with young people, when the angel stopped speaking to Mary, that means Mary, she got it. She took it.
我与青年人一同来分享，我就说当天使离开的时候，就是说玛利亚已经得着这个。
She embraced it.
她已经拥抱了这个。
She said, so be it.
他就说就这样照你的话成就。
And so there's no further talking.
所以再没有需要什么其他的话。
She understood.
他明白了。
She took it to her heart.
他就把这个话放在他的心里。
There's no further talking.
再没有其他的话有需要。
And thank God for that kind of experience.
我们感谢神有他这样的关系，心情。
If God continues to speak to us, that means we are not responding yet properly.
假如神一直一直在向我们讲，就是说我们还没有得着。
And then verse 45.
然后第45节。
What a blessing here. Blessed is she who believed. For there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told of her from the Lord.
45节，这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。
If we believe, it will be fulfilled.
假如我们相信，这些话就要应验。
Because God is faithful to Himself.
因为神向着自己是信实的。
So let us feed on His faithfulness.
所以我们能够以他的信实做粮食。
Because He will do it.
因为他会这样的成就。
And so may the Lord bless all of us.
但愿神祝福我们每一个。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
Let us be faithful.
让我们向他也信实。
Whatever He says,
无论他讲说向我们说什么话,
we will respond by saying, so be it, Lord. Be it done unto me.
我们就向他回应说, 照你的话成就。
And He will do it.
然后他就会这样做。
So may the Lord help us to cultivate a real intimate walk with Him.
但愿主教导我们如何来培养与他有亲密的行走。
In the end, His thought becomes our thought.
最终的时候，他的思想成为我们的思想。Then
we will begin. Then we can begin to do His will.
这样我们才能够开始来做他的旨意，行他的旨意。So
it's good to be with you, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我高兴于能够与大家一起。And
the Lord richly bless you.
但愿主丰满的来祝福你。May
the Lord secure what He wants in your midst.
但愿主在那里得着他所要在你们当中的得着。May
the saints in Finch gathered here take the Lord Jesus Christ as your literal head.
但愿在这里的圣徒们都以主成为他们做他们的头。
If he's truly our head, then all things is well.
假如他真正的是我们的头的话，万事都好了。
And then finally,
最后,
on behalf of the young people from many other areas outside of Toronto,
我要代表所有的青年人，从各地来的，还有在多伦多这里的青年人。
We want to thank you for your love and hospitality.
我们愿意来谢谢你们的招待和你们的爱。
And for all the volunteers in Toronto, you opened the home to host the young people.
像是那些把你们的家打开来为着这些青年的弟兄姊妹们。
And the Lord bless you.
但愿主祝福你们。
And thank God through all these interactions of different races, for may the Lord break down all the barriers.
但愿这样，令着我们这样的有交通，主就把所有 有的隔膜都除去，
so that we can testify in Christ we are one people.
所以我们就能够向人一同来见证说，我们在主的里面，我们是合一的。
So may the Lord bless you.
但愿主祝福我们。
Let's have a short word of prayer.
让我们有一个简短的祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning that we can remember you.
父神，我们感谢你，让我们今天早上能够来纪念你。
If we remember you, then all is well.
假如我们能够记得你的话，一切都好了。
But when we remember other things in you, then we are in big trouble.
但是假如我们所记挂的是其他的事情，那我们就有难处。Oh,
have mercy on us.
但愿你怜悯我们。
Free us from all that is not of you.
就是把我们从一些不是属于你的事情上释放出来。
And capture us.
That's我们.
Make us your prisoners.
让我们来做你的囚奴,
and so that you can reveal your secrets to us.
好叫你能够把你的秘密向我们来显现,
that your will be done.
好叫你的旨意能够成就,
bless the saints meeting in Finch.
但愿你祝福在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹们,
may your light shine through them.
但愿你的光照在他们身上,
in this dark and evil days.
在这个邪恶的世代里,
may they redeem the time.
但愿他们能够赎回他们的光阴,
make every moment count for you.
愿你把每一个短短的每一段的时间都来献上,
bless his heart.
但愿祝福他们的心,
bless his family.
祝福他们的,
gain, gain all of us for yourself.
为着你自己, 所要得手的, 你能够得手,
and to you be all the glory.
但愿把所有的, 荣耀都归给你,
in Christ's mighty name.
我们靠着主大能的力的名来祷告。